your pants head.
And if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, you have come to the right place. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, America's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and pet lifestyle show. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat's behavior, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Just a reminder, if you call in, there's a good possibility I will send your pet a gift. 877-725-8255, the phone number. The question of the day, is it okay to call yourself your dog or cat's mommy or daddy? Is it okay to be your dog or cat's mommy or daddy and call that, or granny or uncle or auntie? Love to hear from you. Give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. I still got some of my books to give away, How to Get Your Dog or How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, some Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies, some of those amazing air horns. I'm telling you guys, if you don't have one of those air horns and you walk your dog, shame on you. Everyone who walks a dog outside should have one of those air horns with them in case there's some wildlife that approaches you, whether the wildlife be walking upright or whether it be an aggressive dog or coyote. Where I walk my dogs, there's always coyotes. I always have that air horn in my hand. Phone number, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Jerry calling from Florida. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What's up?
I've got a miniature or a mini mixed poodle. She has a coughing spell about every couple hours. The vet said that sometimes it happens to that breed of dog. He said he couldn't do anything for me. She's overweight like her daddy is.
Let me just stop you for just a quick second. Your vet said there's nothing that he can do? Is that what he said to you, Jerry? The vet said there's nothing he can do?
That's correct, yes.
Well, then he's right. There's nothing he can do, but that doesn't mean something can't be done. There are many, many reasons, and I mean, my background's in behavior, so let me just kind of give you a little bit of my expertise in terms of what I've heard over the years. There are many reasons an older dog will cough. The first thing you want to take into consideration that she, you know, gets some irritant in her throat. But, you know, when an older dog, a senior dog, especially a senior dog that might be a little on the older side and heavier side, when they're coughing, there's always some indication that it might be caused by heart disease. It could be caused by allergies. It could be caused by infectious coughs. You know, it could be caused, there are so many different reasons. Heartworms can cause worms. There are so many different things that can cause excessive coughing. Generally speaking, with an older dog, the first thing the vet's probably going to want to check is just to make sure that the heart is in good shape. I would definitely get a second opinion. How old? The dog's 14 years old. It's a poodle, a mini poodle?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so, you know, I would definitely get a second opinion at this point, because when someone tells you nothing can be done, it generally means that they can't do it. And this is nothing against your vet. For example, if my dog were having difficulty and he was coughing at an older age and my vet said there's nothing we can do, my next phone call would be to a veterinary cardiologist. And I would speak to the cardiologist and say, well, maybe you should take a look at it. Maybe there is something we can do. So the fact that he's not giving you any indication that what's causing it, you would think with a 14-year-old dog, he would be checking the heart, he would be checking allergies, he would be checking a lot of other things. I think a second opinion is warranted at your point, Jerry.
Thank you very much. I enjoy your show. Thank you very much for your advice.
Jerry, don't go anywhere. Let's put Jerry on hold, and we're going to send Jerry also a T-shirt that says, none of my friends woke up. I wear it in Florida. I told you before that almost everyone I grew up with on Long Island, New York, almost every one of the friends, every one of my schoolmates, genetically, I think it's a law that when they get to be a certain age and you grew up on Long Island, you have to move to somewhere in Florida. I'm the rogue. I moved to the West Coast, but most of my friends are in Florida. So wear that T-shirt, none of my friends walk upright T-shirt, and I guarantee you, you will get some interesting people looking at you. 877-725-8255. By the way, if you'd like to get one of those T-shirts, they're available on my website, thepetshow.com. I think they're like, I don't know, maybe 14, 15 bucks. And that money goes directly to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, which is a nonprofit. So you can check out those None of My Friends Walk Upright t-shirts at thepetshow.com. Let's go to, who's up next here? Let's go to Elise, calling from my neighborhood, beautiful Granada Hills, California. Hey, Elise, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Hi. I called last week because I am fostering a mama. She was the Staffordshire Terrier, and you told me all about your
my Amstaff, Todd, yeah.
Okay, so I'm fostering the mom and the eight pups, and I was real worried about she got fiercely protective over me, how she would do at the adoption event. Anyway, all the dogs went today, and she's on her way back, they just told me, and she actually did okay. But here's the thing. I really can't keep her because she's chased every dog out of my yard. Every animal out of my yard. But I'm falling in love with two of her babies that I've asked them to bring back to me. And one is a girl, and I wanted to ask about training. And the other's a boy who's the runt, who is most likely blind. And so I wanted to ask you about two types of training. One, if you train these dogs from a very, very young age to like all people and all animals, can you also get them to like sound really loud at the door and sound like a guard dog?
Of course, that becomes natural. That's instinctive behavior on the dog's part. But I'm not so thrilled about the mother dog. What's going to happen to mom?
Oh, they will get her a home. They reunited her today with her baby daddy. There was somebody, backyard breeder, dumped the mom and the dad and eight puppies at the High Kill shelter, and she was saved minutes before they were being put to sleep.
Okay, so as long as you're guaranteeing me, Elise, that mommy's going to find a home, because I wouldn't let you take the two puppies if mommy didn't have a home also. So I think finding mom the home and getting the two puppies, the puppies are how old now?
They're about 9 weeks old, and they're all part of a rescue. They're not my dogs. It was supposed to be a four-day thing that became 5 weeks.
Yeah, but you're thinking of adopting those two.
But I'm thinking about one or two. I just need, once they start getting homes, like two will get a home today, I need to see their personality without eight dogs spilling all over me, barking, biting my legs, you know.
Okay. Like, well, you're telling me one of the dogs is potentially blind, and, you know, I would say that you can either adopt the two of them or adopt the one that has some challenges, because it can be more difficult to find him a home. I've lived with many blind dogs in my life, and once you realize that there's no big deal, they're absolutely fine. They respond to sounds, they respond to clicks, they respond to taps of your feet, and blind dogs compensate, and they're wonderful dogs. I would say if the two puppies are getting along with each other, adopt them both. And the reason for that, sometimes if one of the dogs has physical challenges, the dog that doesn't have the physical challenges becomes the aid worker for the one that does, especially if they're from the same litter. So that's something you may want to consider as well.
It is something I am considering. Okay, and then you could get a big dog like this to from a young age, because I rescue rats liberated from labs, and so I could get these dogs to also
absolutely, positively, they can be the schmooziest dogs in the whole wide world. They can love the whole wide world, but they're going to be, you know, when someone comes to the door, they're going to bark and let you know that someone comes to the door, and chances are they're going to protect you. Forget what breed they are. It doesn't make any difference. Forget what breed they are. If you socialize them from day one, you can have no problems whatsoever. Now, Elise, I know who I'm talking to. Do you have a copy of my book?
They were going to send it to me last week.
Okay, it'll take a while to get there. It's not going to be a couple of weeks. It doesn't happen overnight. So
not
I want
a
you
problem, and I look forward to reading it, because my life has been cats and other animals, not dogs, although I had dogs growing up. So I'm excited.
I'm telling you, read the book. But in the meantime, I would also you might also want to go over to the YouTube channel. There's a lot of one-minute tips I give on that YouTube channel that will guide you as well. And at least keep me posted. Let me know when you get the book and give those – and send me a picture. I know who you are. I played with your rats, okay?
Can I is there a list out there of trainers, or does the shelters have trainers, or how do I, if I do keep them and I still want to work with mom, trainers?
Speak with your veterinarian.
Okay.
Go to the dog park without the dog and speak to the people there. And
okay,
if you need
it.
To find yourself a trainer, just make sure you interview that trainer the same way you would interview a pediatrician for your kids, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Keep me posted, Lisa. I appreciate that phone call.
Well. Thank you.
Hey, Bye-bye now. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, here's the deal. It's going to be Arlene in Lake Ozark, Jenny in Madison, Ohio. We got Wayne in Oregon. We got an open line, by the way, pretty rare here on The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. I still have some books to give away, some T-shirts, and some I haven't given away any air horns. I got some air horns and copies of my books as well. 877-725-8255, the phone number. You know, I can talk to you day in and day out about Lucy Petford, and I'll tell you why. My objective in life is to make sure that your dogs and your cats are as healthy as they possibly can be. And that means physically and psychologically. You know, my background is in behavior. But when it comes to nutrition, I trust the people that really know it. And I'm telling you, the group at Lucy Pet Food, they know nutrition like no other. I met with the doctors that put it together. I've seen their laboratory. I've seen their place located right in Southern California. I'm telling you, Lucy Pet Food is a company that really, really cares. I wish I had a company that made food for me the way Lucy makes food for your dogs and your cats. What a compassionate company they are. And what an amazing food with that prebiotic formula. I want you to do this. I want you to go to their website. I want you, first of all, before you go to their website, by the way, it's lucypetproducts.com. Before you go to their website, I actually want you to hear from a listener that was talking about Lucy Pet Food.
I've been feeding Lucy Pet Food.
Yeah.
And I ran out. And I've fed Brand X. I put it in the bowl. Dog comes over, takes one sniff, couple sniffs. Looks at me like I'm Benedict Arnold.
Well, there you go. See, and that's why that's why she's barking. You ran out of Lucy Pet Food. That's why she's barking.
There you go.
All right, listen, Benedict Arnold. Keep feeding your dog Lucy Pet Food, and you won't be Benedict anymore. I mean, I get calls like this, emails like this, people thanking me for telling them about Lucy Pet Food. Now, listen, I have no relationship other than the fact that I love this company. I endorse this company. I feed their food to my dogs. Other than that, I just love the entire staff there, from the CEO, Joey Herrick, down. These are people that care as much about your dogs and your cats as you do. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. Check out all the different items they have. And when you go there, spend just $35, and they will ship it to your home absolutely free. So check out lucypetproducts.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat.
Man, it is so cool to be a cat. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phone jam-packed. I'll get to all your calls in just a second. Let me share this with you first. You know, it is critically important to let your dog sniff for their own well-being. Sniffing is essentially a dog's form of social media. Google, Instagram, TikTok, it is all there when they sniff. You know, sniffing is similar to social media in that it's how your dog gets updated on their surroundings. It's how they recognize other dogs, learn, and make decisions. You know, sniffing is also a great form of mental enrichment to engage the body and mind, which is key to a dog's overall well-being. Especially if you have an older dog, they don't have the same physical abilities they may used to, but letting them sniff is really, really critical for your dog's mental health. Remember, when your dog is sniffing, you know my background. I've talked about it before. My specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out bombs and drugs and medications, right? So the bottom line is this, that it's really important to understand your dog's nose and how important it is for them to sniff. Their nose is like our eyes, so let them sniff. It's important. Some people actually call it a sniffari when they take their dog out to sniff a little bit. All right, let me get right back to the phone lines. I'm taking you guys in order. We're going to Lake Ozark and Arlene. Hi, Arlene. Welcome to The Pet Show.
Hi, Dr. Warren. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You can call me Warren. That's okay, Arlene. What can I do to help you out?
Yeah, I have a white German Shepherd, purebred. She's highly intelligent, and she tells me when she wants to go out to the bathroom, she wants a treat, or if she wants to go for a walk and everything. She doesn't sleep with me. She sleeps beside me, beside the bed. Her problem is when I fix food now, she wants to go out in the garage. She don't want to be around me when I fix food. She never did that before. What do you think the problem is?
Maybe you became a lousy cook all of a sudden. I don't Anything change in the kitchen? New stove? Are you doing anything different the way you're cooking? Any new items in the house? Any changes like that at all?
Some stuff when I cook and stuff.
No, I understand that she's leaving the room when you cook, and this is something new. It's something that just recently started, right?
Well, since I'm an older person now, I drop things a lot, and she doesn't like that when I get angry and have to pick them up.
I know about the cussing you people doing lately.
Well, I don't cuss. I just get upset because
dogs are very, you've had this dog for a while. Dogs pick up on you. Dogs are very, very sensitive. The fact that you're older now and the fact that you may not have the same patience you had a few years back, and she picks not only up on what you're saying, but she picks up on your body language. She picks up on the scent of your adrenaline. So that's freaking her out a little bit. What you need to do is, before you start cooking, sit down, have a couple of glasses of Chardonnay, stay nice and mellow. This way you won't be yelling when you drop something, and the dog will stick around you. But that's what it appears to me causing it, the fact that your reaction is changed, and dogs are creatures of habit, and when something changes like that, it can change their behavior as well.
Yes, okay. Well, Doctor, blessings to you, and thank you, and this lake is a wonderful place to live. It's heaven on earth.
It sure is. Don't go anywhere, Arlene. I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you for your pet. I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food. She'll stay in a room with you now if you put down some Lucy pet food for her. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm going to have to break in a minute. When we come back, Jenny, Wayne, Tony, and we're going to get to your calls. But here's the thing. Jenny has an interesting question. Jenny has 5 golden retrievers, I'm assuming, one of which has been peeing in the house when she leaves. She doesn't know which one it is. Let me put on my Kreskin hat. We'll figure out Jenny's peeing dog when we come back. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Before we break, though, I want to stress again, you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. You never know where you're going to find me popping up and doing this and that. You should subscribe to my YouTube channel. It is absolutely free. There's lots of great information. It's going to make you laugh. It's going to give you great insight into your pets. Just go to my YouTube channel. It's easy enough. It's youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, Eckstein. Check it out. Subscribe. It's free. I think you'll enjoy it. And plus the fact you'll always be able to find me no matter wherever I am. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Again, that YouTube, it's important that you go there, folks. It's free. And it's important that you get there soon. YouTube.com/Warren Eckstein. All right, listen. Let me take another call, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the eclipse. You heard there's an eclipse coming, right? Then we'll get to Wayne, and we'll get to Tony. But right now, let's go to my friend Jenny in Madison, Ohio. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to The Pet Show.
Hello. I just love your show.
Well,
it's
thank
very
you.
Informative.
I appreciate that. I understand you have 5 golden retrievers?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how old are they?
We have 2 that came from the same litter. They're boys. They're about 7. And then we have 2 more from a different litter, but they are boys also. And they are, I'm going to say, maybe 4.5 to 5. And then we have a puppy who just turned 1.
And the puppy's a boy or a girl?
Boy. They're all boys.
Oh, so you got 5. A couple more. You have a basketball team over there. You left. I remember I was working with the dogs that were in that Disney movie. I forget the name of it. Those little golden retrievers that were playing basketball. Anyway, let me go over this with you, Jenny, okay? You have, everyone's neutered?
Yes.
Okay. I love you already. Here's the bottom line. So your question to me is, one of the dogs is peeing in the house when you leave, and you don't know which one it is, right?
Yeah, and it could be that he's also going number 2. You know, I mean, it's not all the time.
Okay.
And it could be for if you leave him for an hour, or if you leave him for 3 hours, if we have to run errands or.
Well, here's the hard part. You know, years ago, people would say, hey, Warren, I got 5 cats. One's missing the litter box. What do I do? I got 6 dogs. One's missing. What do I do? And no one would come up with the answer other than, you know, maybe videoing it and try to see it. Well, here's something you can try. It's going to take a little work on your part. So if you're willing to put it in, it'll help you out.
Okay.
before, and it always happens when you leave, right? So what I would do is try to guess maybe which dog it might be and kind of work your way through the five that you have. And before you leave, what I want you to do is get some non-toxic food coloring. You can get it at the supermarket. And just before you leave, give one of the dogs a little milk, a little water with the food coloring in it. Now, if the pee is striped or purple, then you know which dog did it, right?
That's a great idea, yes.
Oh, thank you. That's my job. So over the years, I've been hit with this so many times. It's a lot more difficult. Usually it's like one or two, and you just got to figure out which one of the one or two is going. Five dogs is going to make it a little bit more difficult. Is there one of the dogs that seems a little more anxiety prone when you leave than the other one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's one of the older ones. His name is Milo.
That would be the first one. Yeah, Milo would be the first one I would test. So, you know, just some safe food coloring. Put it a little water before you leave. If he pees or poops and it's you know, a different color, then chances are, Milo, you're busted. And kind of work your way down. That's about the only way to do it. The only other option that you would have is to set up a video camera in the house and hopefully, is he going in the same place all the time, or does it not make any difference?
It doesn't make a difference.
That's kind of weird. That's kind of, and only when you're gone. Only when you're gone.
Yes, you know. And I go out with them before I leave, or Dan leaves. You know, my husband leaves.
Yeah, but it's not like they have. No, this is not like. Hey, they got to pee or they got to poop. That's not what it is. It's something else behavioral going on. Whether it's being a territorial response. Sometimes as a dog gets older, they become more sensitive to their guardians being gone. And what they do instinctively is they may pee or poop as a way of leaving their scent there, so you could find your way back. Now, don't you feel guilty? So in other words, very often they will do that as well. So let's try to figure out, I'm assuming everybody's healthy. That's real important, because if they're not healthy, it could be a problem. I'm assuming they're getting food, the same food they've been getting all along. And this, you said, started how long ago?
Within the last year or so.
Yeah, it sounds to me that maybe it is Milo. Milo is the culprit. It could be Milo. But anyway, follow my advice. Let's try to figure out which one it is. If you can't videotape it, try the food coloring. And I think you'll be absolutely fine. And I hope that helps you out a little bit. Five golden retrievers.
We had six at one time.
God bless you.
We had six at one time.
They're amazing. Yeah. It's an amazing breed of dog, isn't it? They're just so amazing. And it's just so lovable. And all your boys get along with each other.
There's two of them that came from the same litter. Every now and then they have a little argument.
No different than me and my sister. You know, every once in a while we have a little argument as well. Different type of argument we had when we were younger. She would hit me over the head with a plastic baseball bat. But I hear them. Anyway, follow my advice, Jenny. I'm going to put you on hold. I am going to send you a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. It's in there as well, and I appreciate that phone call. You know, sometimes you just have to really think out of the box. I'm going to get to you, Wayne and Tony. Sometimes you really got to think out of the box. And over the years, I've had people call me up. And I don't know why a person would want to say it. Well, I'm going to get rid of my dog if you can't. If you don't even say that to me. There's always a way to resolve an issue. They're not always going to be rin-tin-tin. They're not always going to be a lassie. But they can be resolved. So here's a perfect situation. I had a call a couple of weeks ago on my L.A. show of a woman who had three rescued cats. And she loved cats, but she was desperate. One of the cats, she didn't know which one it was totally destroying an oriental carpet that she had, and she didn't know what to do. She wasn't going to get rid of him, but she was beside herself. The vet didn't know what to do. She spoke to behaviorist, and I used a very similar approach. I said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little food coloring, put it in one of the cat's milk with a little water or a little milk, whatever, and if the cat is peeing absolutely purple, then we know which cat it is, and we'll check them to make sure there's no physiological reason for the peeing, and then if there isn't, we can resolve it a lot of different ways. So great call, by the way, Jenny. I hope that helps you out. And give me a call back. I'll be interested to find out if Milo is, in fact, the culprit. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. I want to take a break. When we come back, Wayne and Tony, we're going to get to you. But, you know, the eclipse is going to be taking place on Monday. Pets might show anxiety behaviors in response to the solar eclipse, like thunderstorms, vet visits, fireworks. They may react the same way. Pet guardians should watch for any anxiety behaviors, such as increased panting, scratching, hiding, pacing back and forth. Cats and dogs might also seek comfort from their guardians or favorite objects during the total eclipse on Monday. If you have outdoor animals, please, if you can, bring them inside. Horses, put them in the barn. And if you're lucky enough to have blinds in your house or those shades, that blackout shades, put those down, keep the music on, keep a radio on, try to keep it as calm as possible. You're not going to fool them, but it may help you get through this, because lots of times animals will react, especially outside animals. And by the way, I asked my LA audience, and I'm asking you guys the same thing, if you notice changes during the eclipse with your pets, jot it down, and we'll talk about it next week on The Pet Show. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone call. Listen, Hugs and Kisses supplement, that's my own. You hear me talk about them every week. I developed Hugs and Kisses many, many years ago. We reintroduced it in a brand new formula about 3 or 4 years ago, and the results have been amazing. Hugs and Kisses can actually help rebuild the health of your pet. Hugs and Kisses has glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with joints and bones. It has prebiotics and probiotics. What does that mean? It means your pets will have the healthiest gut they possibly can, and we now know that gut health is critical, and it also works, and this is why it was originally developed. Hugs and Kisses really works to help prevent shedding, dry skin, bare spots, hairballs, just about a thing of the past, with just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. Now, Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements are available at, you can check them out at Walmart.com. They're available at Amazon.com. They may be out of them temporarily, so check out Walmart.com first, then go to Amazon.com. You can always go to my website as well, ThePetShow.com, or if you have questions, you can call my office directly at 1-800-430, in the word hugs, 1-800-430-4847. And if you go to my website, for the next couple of days anyway, ThePetShow.com, we have Nature Vet products on a BOGO. So when you go to the website, check out the Nature Vet products. When you check out, just write in BOGO, BOGO, buy one, get one free on all Nature Vet products, only available on my website, thepetshow.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Little box boogie across the floor. Little box is full. I can't take it no more. I'm a careful cat, like you clean. That dirty little makes me mean.
And we are back on The Pet Show. Tony, I don't know what to do here, Tony. I only got like a minute and a half left. I can take your call, and let me see what your question is. Let's go to Tony quickly. Tony, what's your question? If I can't answer it, you'll be my first call next week. So what's your question for me?
I usually play the hide-and-seek game with him with Milkbones, but that's only two times because he only gets two Milkbones. Is there any ideas that I can use to have him play hide-and-seek? He seems to like it. And then he has a bad ACC, I noticed, and is there any preventative things before I have to have the surgery done?
What kind of surgery did you say he needed? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
The ACC or his ACL.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting, but your vet's probably going to be putting you on some type of supplementation for him. I don't have a specific supplement that I'm going to recommend for that. But in terms of the treats, what I would do is, you know what, I'm going to send you some Lucy Pet Food. But I want you to go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. I want you to pick up something called their Hip to Be Square Treats and put those on top of the Milkbones when you hide them. Dogs absolutely go crazy for those Hip to Be Square Treats. That should get them back to exactly where he should be. Tony, give me a call back next week. I don't want to rush you through this. Give me a call back next week. I'll go a little bit further with you. Remember, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. There's also a lot of great information available on my website, thepetshow.com, plus all the archive shows and some great videos as well. I can't believe this time, but these 2 hours fly by every single week. Make sure you check your dogs and your cats and your horses, whatever animals you have, on Monday during the eclipse. Pull those blinds down. Get all the animals inside. Keep it safe. Keep it healthy. Keep it happy. Until next week, give all your pets a big hug and a kiss for you. One between the ears for me. I'm Warren Eckstein, and thank you for listening to The Pet Show.